Well, hello everyone, and welcome to today's Success Codes Monthly event. I am so excited to be with you today. Our seminar today will be on unlocking your gifts and genius to increase your impact. So I'm Sarah Wilson, and I'm the Executive Director of Feminine Power and leader of our senior coach team.
Hello.
There you are. Hi. Hi.
Hi. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining the Feminine Power Success Codes. I'm so happy that you're here, and I'm so grateful that you're a founding member of this global power circle. Just want to invite you to take a moment just to extend your energy around the circle. And I want to welcome you. Who's here for the very first time today? Who didn't, like, you didn't participate in any of the events the last month? This is like your first time in your circle. Margaret, hello. Who else is here? Just wait, raise your hand so I can see you. Well, Tonya and Sharon and Trish and Kieran, just post in the chat. If your kid's here for the first time, is it Michaela? Hello, Michaela. Who else? Keep waving. I can see you. Shawa. Divya is here for the first time. Anna Maria, Judith. Hi, Judith. Hey. And Ray is here. Thank you so much. Katha and so many. So I want to welcome you. This is the official start of our founding member circle of our Feminine Power Success Codes. I'm really excited. I've been teaching and coaching and mentoring women, especially for the last decade, and transformational coaching and teaching for two decades. And I've never created anything like this before. It's my intention for this to be an extraordinary, high impact community of practice where we can amplify each other and gain the support and the inspiration and the motivation to become unstoppable. I really tuned in and I connected about what this is really about. What we want to create here is the energy and inspiration to become unstoppable in creating the future of our lives, in giving our gifts, in making our potentials manifest, in participating in creating a brighter world. You're here, you're a smart, conscious, gifted woman who has so much training, so much life experience, so many gifts already, right? So there's certainly information and things I'm going to share with you in the circle. But our primary intention is to support each other, to step up, to step out and move forward and apply it and create it and to generate it and to follow through on all the things that we already know that we should be doing, right? Like, what would happen if you did that in your life? Do you have a sense if you just followed through on all the things that you already know and you already have, probably your life would change, the world would change. So this is really how this circle is different from any of our other programs. We have people who are women who are brand new to feminine power in our circle. Welcome. I'm so happy you're here. The starter kit, the Awakening Feminine Power Immersion, that workshop is going to give you some powerful practices to get started. I welcome you into our circle. If you're a graduate of one of our courses, our 7-week course or a mastery course, I created this circle for you as well so you could stay plugged into the mothership. That's what so many women who have graduated, they have a powerful experience in the courses and have a lot of inspiration and momentum. And then leaving a course, it's hard to find the magic of that community and to be together with others who are reaching for greatness and practicing feminine power in our lives. So this is an opportunity to be here with us. And we have women who are in our certification programs, who are transformational coaches, facilitators, leaders in training. Wave if that's you. I'm so happy that you're here. You've been practicing feminine power for some time, and you will bring a beingness to this community and a stand in your life, and to be nurtured by this space as well, to have a space where you can practice feminine power. But that's my intention, for us all to become unstoppable, for us to be moving forward each and every week, each and every day, connected to our power center, the deeper truth of who we are, connected to the energy and intelligence of life, our inner wisdom and our deeper knowing. We're able to break free of isolation and be sourcing from a field of tremendous connection. we're able to create support and generate resources. This is part of the culture that we're weaving as powerful feminine creators. So I'm just so happy that you're here. We are expecting over 1,000 women to be part of this circle by the time that doors close for our founding member group. And that's significant. 1,000 women gathered in Seneca Falls at the beginning of the suffragette movement that ignited a whole wave of global change. So I want to just seed in the intention as well that who we are and the field of amplification that we can create can ripple outward into the world to create a culture that lifts women up. Because I believe when we rise, when we give our gifts, we will uplift others around us, and that this is the way we'll create the future of our world. So thank you again for lending your energy, being part of this circle. I'm so grateful you're here, and I'm so happy and excited about what we're going to create together ahead. And so this is like this is just, I want to give you this transmission of this energy of unstoppability, right? Unstoppability kind of comes from alignment, from connection, from support, from courage, all of these things that we're cultivating. And so we're going to break that down in terms of how this, you know, how we can be taking meaningful, inspired actions from a place of connection to ourselves, to others, to the energy intelligence of life. It's not just a pushing forth, make it happen, just do it kind of power. We're going to just be it. We're going to grow and expand and create in this field of tremendous connection. That really is the key and the difference when we're sourcing from feminine power, to being able to create the space from which these higher possibilities can come forward. So I want to invite you in that. Your energy and your participation, in your attention, in your generosity, in your participation, in you reaching higher, is going to lift everybody else up around you. Wave if you read, you saw someone on the forum, or you saw an example in the emails, that's what the feminine power email should be. You saw an example in the females of a woman reaching higher, of like, you know, you saw on the forum, you saw a story of like a woman, like, you know, I'm held back by this, but you know what? I'm going to like rise, and I'm going to commit, I'm going to break through, and I'm not going to get stopped. And how many, like, wave if you were lifted up by that, right? So you believe you're here to make a difference by showing up in this community, being unstoppable, living from power center, being open and courageous can ripple outward and impact this entire community. And think about the ripples outward of who everybody else is connected here. So just being here in this circle, let alone going out into the world, you can have a tremendous impact. And that doesn't look like being perfect. It looks like nobly striving wholeheartedly to grow, to expand, to reach together. Okay? So with that, I want to invite you to be actively and dynamically engaged in our opening meditation by making whatever shift you need to make to create an even deeper space to connect with yourself and to connect with your own intention of what you want to bring into the space today, and to create a space where you can energetically extend outward to everybody else in the circle. And whether you're here live or you're listening to the recording later, this is, this is one moment in time where we are powering up our circle for this month. We are powering up the space from which we can access a deeper, our deeper knowing, a deeper truth of our power, and be able to move forward with grace and greatness. Okay, so I want to invite you to put anything, like make a shift from anything that's been distracting you or taking your attention away today so far. All right, so just making a shift in your body, shaking off wherever your attention or energy has been so far today. Just taking a nice deep breath. You might need to close a door or move somewhere where you have an even more private, quiet space to be. Whatever you need to do to bring all of your energy and attention here in our circle today, I want to invite you to make that adjustment right now. Okay, like, so this is like you're not showing, you know, you're showing up ready to fully engage here in our circle. Okay, that's where we're not watching from the outside or, you know, kind of being on the outside of things. You belong here. You're part of this. Your presence here matters. So just making a shift or an adjustment, whatever you need to do. It's so wonderful to see so many faces in the circle I haven't seen for some time. I'm so happy that I have the opportunity to be with you again in this way. Thank you. All right, great. So beautiful. So ready to fully engage and connect and play today, okay? That's what we're going to do. We're going to be playing, bringing creativity, bringing inspiration, bringing new possibility to this area of our gifts and our genius, creating even greater impact. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side and just make a shift in wherever your attention has been so far today. Just with each breath. We're making the shift from ordinary awareness into extraordinary awareness, one of the most powerful things that we can do as feminine power creators, just being in our mind and generating from strategy to moving into our power center of connection, connection to our own inner resources, connection to our inner wisdom and deeper knowing, connection to the energetic field of support and resources that surrounds us. Okay, so this is what it is to be in power center. That's what we're doing in this opening centering meditation. So putting everything to one side, making a shift, bringing your attention back inside your own body, coming down, breathing all the way down, just your awareness coming down into your hips from being in your mind, just bringing your awareness into your whole body. And just with each breath, you can move and breathe as you do this. Just with each breath, seeing if you can find and feel inside of yourself a connection to who you are in your strengths, in your gifts, who you are when you are doing something that is profoundly impacting other people, who you are. Connected to your strengths, to your genius, to your knowing. Who you are when you are loving courageously. And just letting your awareness expand outward to the edges of the room. Just moving into listening and receptivity, curiosity, openness, wonder. Letting go of any need to know any of the answers to any of the questions in your mind that you might have been thinking about. And just letting go and moving into openness, receptivity, curiosity. Knowing that you are connected to an intelligence in the universe that's bigger than you. That you are connected to a limitless supply of ideas, of creativity, of resources, that you are connected to the deeper flow of your life. And finally, just expanding outward to imagine you're connected to every woman in our circle, expanding outward to connect to everybody that you are connected to in your family, your workplace, your community, your life. Knowing that you have the power to access resources, to access support, to access knowledge, to access practical support, emotional support, that you're not alone. And from this place of connection to yourself, to the energy intelligence of life, to others, how good it is to know that you are on time, that it's not too late, that you are just perfectly on time, that you have enough, that there is enough, that all of life is organizing around your success, that you are a magnificent, powerful woman who is in a powerful process of becoming herself. Already that process is happening powerfully inside of you. Already that process of growth is taking place. Already the process of impacting others with your gifts is unfolding. And we create the space together today to support this powerful process of expanded impact that is already happening. And together we simply say yes, and thank you, and so it is, and so it shall be. So it shall be. So we just say that, yes, our potentials are, and we are committed to make them so. Thank you so much. Welcome, everyone. I invite you just to send some energy around the circle, where our circle feels really connected, really, really powerful. Who can feel the energy in the circle? Just wave if you can. You can feel that energy. We just powered up this circle. There's a deeper space of intelligence and energy and support that we can source from today to take a deep dive into our topic, unlocking your gifts and genius to make a greater impact. So there's two big ideas here that are kind of mushed together simply because we are in a very urgent time right now where there's a real sense that I need to get on with what I'm here for, right? Like this, the sense that we've had of like being here for a purpose, like knowing that, we have gifts and we have talents that are needed. And we've known that for years. Wave if you've known that for years or you felt that for years, right? And wave again if you have felt just the level of increased urgency with the pandemic and breakdowns, right? So I'm mushing these two things together, which are how do I connect with my unique gifts and genius and what are those? That's one idea. And then how do I use those to be able to have a greater impact, right? So what is having a greater impact mean? It means being able to create relationships with others where I can contribute my gifts in a way that create value, in a way that solve problems, in a way that make a difference for those that I am contributing to. Yes, right? So we've got two ideas. Like there's my gifts, my genius, and how do I bring more awareness to that? And how do I bring more awareness to be able to give those gifts in a way that is most meaningful this month, not 10 years in the future when I fulfilled my life purpose, right? But isn't that like coming back to present time and where we are? I want to really bring us back into, you know, out of the big question of life, like what does it look like that I'm doing 10 years from now to, you know, this month, this year, next year, like really right out in the front and ahead of you. How can you connect more with and be standing in the center of clarity and awareness and alignment of what it is that you have to offer and ways in which you can contribute to others that meaningfully make a difference? Okay, so, you know, what does this look like? It looks like, you know, if you imagine yourself, I want to invite you to do this actually, just imagine yourself this next month making a leap forward to being able to have a deeper connection to your gifts in a way that you are contributing meaningfully and impacting other people positively around you more meaningfully, and what that would feel like. what it would feel like to be connected to a sense of your value and true worth, be able to connect with a clarity about your North Star, being able to be in a process of meaningful cultivation of your talents in a way that you could be on a pathway of becoming world-class at what you're here to give and to contribute. You can increase your ability to make a meaningful difference for others. You can be looking towards a pathway. This is a big one, I know, of being able to align your livelihood with this impact that you're here to make, right? I know that that's really a big one that so many of us have as a question. And lift others up, you know, in a way that you are expressing your gifts, maybe without being paid for them, but like really having the experience of being yourself at your best in who you are in a way that's lifting others up around you. Wouldn't that create an even deeper sense of satisfaction? Yes, like not from a place of like disappearing yourself or kind of being in servitude, but like really being who you came here to be in a way that others really are benefited from that. Wouldn't that feel satisfying and like we are on our purpose? So I'm sharing this with you just to seed and to open up the possibility for what we might create today during this virtual activation retreat. Every quarter in the Feminine Success Codes, we're going to be doing a longer session where we can take a deeper dive into a topic that's really up for women in our community. This is the first quarterly retreat over the next year, so this is going to be an extended session today. And in our virtual retreats, really creating a space to be able to really connect with these new and open up new possibilities. So I'm going to be guiding you through some practices. I'm going to be giving you some reflections. And each week this month, we're going to be doing practices and power statements and life hacks that can help us be moving forward towards our vision of being able to connect more and express more of our gifts this month. So that's the purpose of this session today. And we are at the beginning of this new program. And so before we dive into our session, while we're here together, I'd love to guide you in setting an intention for the months. Very quickly, we're going to just dive in and see if you can connect and just bring into our circle what it is that you most want to create this month. This is your first mission. There's a page on the site where you can post and set your magnetic intention for the month. If you're brand new, there's a link to a guided practice that you can go into and set your magnetic intention. But this is our theme. We're going to be staying with the theme of unlocking our gifts and genius to be able to have a greater impact for the entire month in our practices, you know, but you can also set another intention. You might want to shift your health or relationship patterns, whatever you want to connect to bring holistically into our circle what your intention is for the month. We're going to do a quick practice to get into this. Okay, so I'm going to guide you just in a quick practice as we go through and we set our intention for the month. And I want to invite you to set an intention for this session today as it relates to being able to connect with your gifts and your genius and your purpose. Okay, so we're going to do that. We're going to set our focus right now. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. Just taking a nice deep breath and just allowing your awareness to drop all the way down again into your body, into this place of connection to your inner strengths and resources, to the energy and intelligence of life organizing around your success. And your connection to all of the resources and support that surrounds you. And so just taking a moment to check in and to tune in, what is it that you most deeply desire to create this month? And listening to yourself, what is it that you most deeply desire to shift, release, transform, break through, create? See if you can take a moment just to listen to yourself, what it is that you most deeply desire. To experience. What is it that you most deeply desire to express? What is it that you most deeply desire to create? What is it that you most deeply desire to contribute to others around you? Just listening for the answer and seeing if you can write it down. And just post it in the chat if you're with us live, or you can post it in the comments below if you're listening to the recording. You can come back to this and take more time and come back to the mission, but just post one thing in the chat. Right? So much of our power and our intuitive knowing and our courage, like, really comes from connecting with a potential that we ourselves want to create. So it might be a healthy lifestyle, like Chanel says, or Laurie, a deeper connection with my husband, or Melinda, peace and joy. Lavina, becoming a magnetic speaker, beautiful. To reach thousands, making a positive impact, beautiful. Worthiness, self-care. Beautiful, Emily, self-care, foundations, nutrition, sleeping, energetic recharging. Beautiful. So whatever that is your intention that you most want to create. This is it. Like, you are a powerful creator. Want to be intentional each month about what it is that you most desire to create. Okay. And so once you have that, just taking a moment just to step into what would that look like at the end of the month if you were successful. Stepping forward, it's the end of May. Stepping into what it would look like. What would it feel like? What would it sound like? And anything else that you can experience, just stepping into being who you would be at the end of the month, having created this. Okay, so this is a practice we're going to be doing at the beginning of each and every month, just setting a magnetic intention for the month where we're connecting to what it is we want to create and what it would look like to be successful. And I'll share some more at the end today about then making, you know, steps forward this week, what it would look like to move forward this week as a powerful creator. All right. Beautiful. So just imagine that you're sending your intention to the center of our circle, all of us together joining hands, and we are amplifying together as we are just bringing your hands together as we are holding and amplifying and sending support and encouragement for all of the intentions here in our circle. We are holding one another's intentions together here in our circle. Okay, beautiful. Thank you. So when you're done posting, I want to invite you just to send some encouragement to somebody else who is posting in the chat. Okay, there's two ways that we can express power. We can shine our light, our truth, and we can reflect it. We can amplify others. So want to invite you just to send some energy into the circle. Beautiful, powerful. Thank you. All right. So I want to invite you to go onto the site and post your intention for the month as you complete your first mission. Okay. Beautiful. Thank you. All right. So let's shift gears into our gifts and our genius and our purpose. So I want to ask you the question, as you do whatever you need to do just to complete with our intention setting process, I want to invite you to reflect on the question, what is your biggest yearning? What's your biggest yearning about connecting with your gifts and your genius? What's your deepest yearning? What's your deepest yearning when it comes to connecting with your gifts and your genius? And what's your deepest yearning when it comes to having a greater impact? What would it look like for you to be expressing your genius and gifts and creating an impact? What would that look like to the best of what you can see and sense? And it's okay if you don't know the answer. Just be curious and open. What would it look like? What do you imagine the sense of what it would be like to be connected to your gifts and genius and be able to then use that to be able to impact other people? I want to invite you to post in the chat what you see and sense about that. What does it look like? Sharish says it's empowering. Shay, a ripple effect, inspiring others to their gifts. Sharon, gratitude and blessing, flow and ease. Full permission, I would feel fulfilled. Wholeness, being at home in myself. Joyce is an author, teacher, coach, speaker. Magda, I feel an easiness. It would feel beautiful. Inspiring women, it would be a sense of freedom. It would be confidence, conviction related to specific gifts. Showing my cards. Beautiful. And just see if you can get, like, what would it look like for you to be doing that more purposefully in your life 3 months from now or a year from now, right? We want to start to bring awareness to practically what does this mean? Because these are often very big and abstract ideas. The first thing I want to do is be able to bring awareness to what does it really mean when we say, you know, gifts, genius, what does that really look like? So I can share my experience with you about what that looks like, having had an experience of intense frustration of not being able to get a lot of traction and see if this relates to your experience. So how this shows up in your lived experience, like what this really is about, right? So I know for myself, we grow up in a culture where we get a lot of mirroring for the things that we could be doing or pursuing that would make money or be secure, right? Like we grew up often where our parents, they're the gold standard of success of parenthood was not to raise a self-actualizing woman. It was to raise someone who could provide for herself and her family, right? Is that true? Like wave if you, right? and so what happens so often is we had a lot of mirroring and mentoring inside of a North Star that isn't really true to who we came here to be, right? So a lot of messaging, a lot of mirroring that we've had in our lives didn't necessarily create a context for us to give the soul gifts that we came here to give in a way that would make the world a better place. And so, you know, so often, I mean, that was very much my experience. I know, and I know what I'm describing, I've shared with you before, like this is the self-actualization impulse that we as conscious, gifted women are feeling. We want to discover our unique abilities and we want to use those unique abilities to impact others positively for the better, to participate in creating the future of our larger world. And so, you know, that has not been the context for becoming an adult. It hasn't been the context for, you know, for what the aim of most of the parenting that we had was. You know, you might be an exception to that rule, but most of us have had a lot of mirroring. Here's what you could make money at, you know. My mother, oh, you're really good with people. You should go into public relations. You know, what are the things that others have told you that you should be doing with your life or work or career that, you know, you kind of felt like, oh, yeah, I could see how I could do that, but that's not necessarily me, right? Like, post in the chat what's kind of been your experience of this question. Like, what's the mirroring that you've had from others, maybe that about, you know, kind of like what you could, you know, succeed at or get a job doing. And so that's not to devalue having a job or having a career or getting our survival needs taken care of, right? Like, this was very well-meaning advice in the context that so many people grew up in who their parents struggled to survive, right? Their parents and their grandparents likely really struggled to survive. And our whole culture has largely been organized around achievement being the standard of what success looks like. And so, you know, it's helpful to bring this to awareness, right? Because it starts, you know, you start to see, like, how do we find, you know, because part of this is like, how do we find our own true north to align with? How do we find our own true north to align with? And what it is, you know, who we are and why we're here, really, right? So these are the kinds of well-meaning advice. And I think it's important for us to have a lot of empathy for this well-meaning advice that came to us from people who were trying to protect us and trying to keep us safe, right? And again, I want to underscore being financially responsible, having a way to take care of ourselves, that's a wonderful thing to have and very important to have. You don't necessarily need to make a living sharing your greatest gifts and talents as the full thing that you're doing by any means. But I think it's helpful to just bring into awareness, you know, that mirroring, because it often, these are things that take us out of our own center, right? They're things that take us, they're messages that we've often had that are outside of our own center. And we want to be able to connect with and feel well, what really is this impulse? What really is this impulse that we're feeling? And so, you know, it's a feeling, you know, the impulse is there is a unique ability that I have that I want to find really what that is. And I want to find like where I can give that to others that's going to make a really big difference. And so part of the challenge of being a self-actualizing woman is that the contexts don't necessarily exist in the world that will enable us to fully be ourselves and give our gifts. So, you know, here I am, you know, I'm feeling like there's a unique ability that I have for high level of ideation. There is a unique ability that I have to create a tremendous space of presence and containment. There's a unique ability that I have for mirroring and for amplification. I knew all of those things. I couldn't look on in the paper and see a job that I could go and get that would enable me to use the full spectrum of my unique abilities, right? Like it was something that I had to then go and create. So this is the second thing that happens. So we get mirroring from the work from other people, and we also have, we also then look around at the world for what's possible, right? Our sense of what's possible is often shaped by the opportunities or lack of opportunities that we see that are around us. Who can relate to that? You know, who has been like looking at the world and kind of seeing like, well, where is there a space that I could fit in? Where is there a space? I need a context to be able to give my gifts to others, right? So this is one of the things that I want to name, like, what does it look like? What does it look like to be giving our gifts and impacting others? It looks like there's a context for relationship. There's a context to have relationships with others who need what I have to give, right? Like, what does it really look like? It looks like me being connected to my own value, my own worth, my own worthiness. It looks like me being aware of my gifts and my talents. It looks like me having a context of relationship with other people where I can be giving my gifts in a way that help to solve and serve the challenges, problems, and opportunities that the people I'm in relationship with. And it looks like I'm growing and expanding in each and every moment my ability to do that in a process of getting feedback from others, right? So I want to just unpack this a little bit in terms of like, what does it look like really to be giving our gifts in a way that we can really impact other people? It looks like we have a context to be in relationship with others, where we're able to contribute the things that are our unique abilities in a way that can serve or solve problems. And that's a process through that relationship. I'm growing and expanding in my ability to do that, right? So it doesn't look like I am perfectly doing that, the best that I can possibly do it in my entire life. It looks like I have a context of practice and application and feedback and learning and growth where I am expanding in each and every moment through the relationship, right? So often we're trying to answer this big question of how do I impact and how do I serve without being in a context where we're really connected to and related to other people, right? Because the yearning that we most deeply have, it's not to just connect with our gifts, it's to be able to give them in a way that they're valued and they're received and they impact other people. And learning how to do that really comes through this process of connection to others and learning and feedback. Does that make sense? Share what you're taking away from this, right? So it's like we want to, you know, so we're going to get into the how-to we do this, but I want to get to like, what does this actually look like for real in a way that this is grounded? So I when I shifted into a context where I was connected to what I have to offer, and I discovered what my unique abilities were, and I created a context with literally six other women in a living room, to start doing this work. And I have my experience today reaching thousands of women in my courses. It's no different to that shift when I first began, because I had a context for the first time, right? I had a context. So my experience today is no different to what it was when I first really got into where all of those conditions lined up together. And I've been in this process now where I had a context to be giving my gifts to others, where they were, you know, beginning to make an impact, and then just being in a process of growth and learning that continued to expand outward and continued to expand outward and continued to expand outward and grow. And so, you know, that's what I want to create a space to guide you through how you can, in the next 30 days, get into a rich context, get into a circle of relationship where you can bring your awareness to your gifts and begin to give these to others and impact others in an even greater way. Now, acknowledging that you might be very far down the road of already impacting others with your gifts, you're already likely doing that in so many ways. So wherever your start point is, what would it look like this month and 3 months from now and this year to be making a real leap towards that, to being able to make a leap towards having an even richer context, having an even richer space of connection with others. Okay, so Lillian saying, what's a context? It's a relationship. Like, you can't discover your unique abilities and expand your capacity to make an impact in a vacuum. You need to have a role or a coaching relationship with someone is a context. A support group that you're leading, that's a context. A community project that you're leading, that's a context. Right? And so often, to be able to give your gifts, you have to be the one who creates the context, as opposed to the context exists in the world that you can just jump into. Okay, so we're going to do that by bringing together these different elements today during this event. So what does that look like? How do we do that? So we want to bring together some different pieces today. I'm going to guide you through four very specific practices that are going to be four elements to support you to connect with this and create a space for you to be deepening into your unique abilities and be expanding your power to impact, serve, and contribute right away. So the first thing is, we want to tap into and harness the energy of your calling. Haven't you had a moment or an experience where you felt the impulse to give your gifts? Your calling is the impulse to give your gifts, to make an impact. We want to tap back into the moment where you felt connected to that impulse. Because when you're connected to that impulse, you're connected to who you are, your beingness, your presence, that's the foundation from which you're going to be able to make a difference. Wave to me if you have had, you've had an experience in your life of feeling really kind of like you're feeling your calling. Okay, we want to tap back in and harness the energy, the impulse of that calling. Beautiful. So the second thing we want to do, and why that's important, it's so important to be able to harness and tap into the energy of your calling, because that's going to help you overcome a lot of the places where self-doubt and insecurity and fear can take over and stop us taking action and moving forward, right? So haven't you felt that calling, you felt the impulse of that calling, yes, but haven't you also felt overwhelmed with self-doubt and like I have nothing to offer people? Who's felt that too? Right? Maybe if that's you, I can tell you, I feel that sometimes. I feel overwhelmed, like maybe I don't really have anything to offer people. Like I'm sharing that for you to know. And I would say pretty much every really successful woman leader I know experiences self-doubt, you know, experiences these kinds of things. But the women I see who really rise to succeed, there's a conscious realignment with the energy of the calling that's even bigger that you can come back to, right? So it's not that those, you know, the voices of self-doubt, the voices of insecurity, or maybe, you know, that's not something that we can solve as much as we can shift and take our attention somewhere else. And that somewhere else is to harness the energy of your calling. So we're going to do that today. We're going to tap into that. The second thing is we're going to bring more awareness to our unique ability, the unique gifts and genius that you have to offer. Okay, we're gonna find that place where you can really connect and tune in and bring awareness to what really is your unique special ability that you can develop and cultivate that you have to give. And then we're gonna talk about how you can expand your impact. And what are the things, what are the orientations and the mindsets and the shifts that we can make in this area that can enable us to have an exponential impact. Believe it or not, most conscious, smart, gifted women that I've met, myself included, I used to be making this mistake. Our orientation is about 180 degrees from where it needs to be able to be putting in a lot less effort to have a lot more impact and have our gifts valued and received. So if you've had the experience of doing and giving, and it's not making an impact, wave if that's been you, if you can relate. You know, I can tell you about the tens of thousands of dollars I spent on projects or websites or this or that that launched and just like fell flat. And this has nothing to do with your unique ability being valuable. It has to do with the orientation and place that you're standing from which you're creating, that it hasn't been enabling you to get traction. So we're going to go into and we're going to make the orientation shifts that are going to enable you to have make a great impact with your gifts. And then finally, we're going to take the final step, which is being able to create relationships where you can be giving your gifts and you can be growing. Right? So a lot of us have fears of if I express my gifts and talents, maybe I'll fail. If I express my gifts and talents, maybe, you know, other people will think that I'm a fraud. Or if I express my gifts and talents and I give my gifts and I'm visible and seen, maybe I'll miss the mark. Right? So what we need to do is disrupt this idea that you're going to come out of the womb fully formed, right? Your gifts and your talents need cultivation, right? So how do you create a safe space to fail? Like that's really the pathway to success, as opposed to setting yourself up with impossible expectations, like you're going to be able to, you know, really be able to impact and serve. If, you know, the founder of LinkedIn in Reid Hoffman has a wonderful quote that I use all the time. And that is, if you're not embarrassed about your prototype, you have launched too late. You have launched too late. If you're not embarrassed about your prototype, you have launched too late. So what does that mean? That means that, you know, the process of being able to create things, it's going to be an iterative process of growth. And what enables you to become world-class at what you're here to do and give and become, really have an impact, it's being in a context where you can practice and get feedback and then make some adjustments and then practice and get feedback and then make some adjustments and practice and get feedback, make some adjustments, practice and get feedback, right? Like that's really how we are able to have an impact. So women who go on to have a tremendous impact, to have an ability to learn and grow and course correct and pivot, not be perfect out of the gate without any kind of iterative process. Everyone who's in mastery and our professional training has heard this story, but my first 9-month feminine power mastery program was an absolutely spectacular failure. It so missed the mark. It so didn't meet people's expectations. And I had this whole sense of, you know, there's this whole community and culture between women that I want to create. That's my mission to bring forward. And I didn't know what I didn't know. And I put myself in a context with the 6 women and I started giving my gifts and some of it really fell flat. And that was, I remember saying to myself in that moment, you know, I can either make meaning that I'm deluded and I'm a really crappy leader and I have nothing to offer women, or I could make it mean that I just learned 3 really valuable things about how to not do this and what might I do differently next time. So Mastery is now in its 11th year with thousands of women having participated. And that only happened because I was willing to risk like moving forward to the very best of my ability and then being able to learn and to course correct and to grow, right? So, you know, either, you know, we've got to get out of this black and white thinking of either I'm good or I'm bad and begin to get inside the expectations that I'm going to be in a process of growth and development as I expand my power to impact and serve and contribute. And the most powerful thing I can do is put myself into a context with others where I'm able to give and I'm able to serve and I'm able to get feedback about what really needs, you know, what really are the needs of others. Okay, so we're going to dive into these 4 areas. And this is going to be very experiential. So I want to invite you to do whatever you need to do. We might just take a break for, let's see here, let's take a body break because we've been going for an hour already. Out of our seats, coming back to our seats. I love this. This is so fun being in this virtual retreat format. I taught feminine power for years in circles and in live community. And I love our virtual retreats because it feels like we're recreating that experience of coming together and being together from wherever we are in the world. There's a sense that we are here at one moment in time and in the same space. All right. So let's transition. As everyone's coming back, just want to invite you, what's opening up? What have been your biggest takeaways so far? Go ahead and post in the chat. What is opening up so far? Make sure you pick everyone to be posting to. All right. We are coming back. Kathy says, I can do this. Tanya says, an importance of unfolding through trial and error in relationship. Leela says, what's opening up for me is I can really do it. I really can. Yes. Beautiful. Feeling more motivated, says Angela. Veronica, intentionality. It's a great word. Tara, perfection is not the goal. Shauna, we are how powerful we are together and we can't actualize without each other. That it's okay to miss the mark. I'm learning. Kathy, Devin saying, yes, Kathy, do ability. Great, fantastic. All right. Okay, so we wanna start by with our first power practice and being able to harness the energy, harness the energy of our calling. So what is our calling? Our calling is the impulse that we feel to become, the impulse that we feel to develop, to grow, to bring our unique abilities forward, to contribute, to make the world a better place. And I know in your life, you have had moments where you have been connected to that impulse. Right? Like there was like a knowing that you had, and in that knowing, you're also connected to the part of you that can feel the value of what you have to offer. Right? So there's something powerful when, you know, when we're really connected to those moments where we feel our calling. Doesn't self-doubt fall away? Doesn't like those kind of aspects of the, you know, our fears and our doubts and concerns and that funk that we can get into, that kind of dissipates. So I'm curious, and I want to invite you into this, into an experience of thinking about a time when you were really connected to the energy, the impulse to contribute and serve, and kind of when or what that was. And I want to share with you probably the most meaningful time in my own life was when I was connected to that impulse. It was a day, thinking about how long ago it was nearly 20 years ago, about 18 years ago, when I was driving from Palo Alto in California down to a conference in San Luis Obispo that's on the California coast. It's about a 3-hour drive, and I was in graduate school in San Francisco, and I was going to a conference down in about 3 hours down the coast. And the night before, I kind of, you know, I had this experience. I don't know, it's like I could feel like something was going to happen. You ever had that experience? You kind of like the night before, there was kind of an anticipation. I was kind of feeling uneasy and I kind of felt like something that was going to happen. And I just imagined myself surrounded with protection. And it was very heavy rain when I woke up. It was super cloudy. There were thunderstorms where I were. Heavy rain, but still I was committed to go to this conference so that I'll just go slow on the freeway. So I got in my car. It was a white Saturn. There's a brand of American car. It's called a Saturn. And they're kind of like Toyotas. You know, they're fairly inexpensive cars, and they're, you know, they don't have a, you know, tremendous amount of protection. And I was in graduate school, so it, you know, it, I was, you know, doing by with the, you know, the resources that I had to get transportation. And I had my little car and I embarked out on the freeway in this heavy rain. And as I was driving down the freeway, it's like I was really just thinking about my life. And I'd left Australia to pursue a PhD program in San Francisco, where I was, you know, I was feeling that impulse of my calling. And as the drive went on, I kind of, you know, I kind of got into a trance about, it was about 2 hours into the drive. And I started to get into a place where there was more traffic on the freeway. And I put my foot on the brake, and the brakes didn't work. And I grabbed on my handbrake, and my car spun around backwards. I was literally going backwards on the freeway with oncoming traffic. And I really had a moment where I thought, like, is this how it's going to end? Like, really, this is it. Is this how it's going to end? And I kind of couldn't quite believe this was happening. Miraculously, the car veered to the right and like hit the median strip and then spun back around and came back out over to the side of the road and stopped in the shoulder, like miraculously in and out of oncoming traffic. I got out of the car. I was kind of in an altered state of disbelief. And in that moment, I got out of the car and I looked up at the sky. It was this miraculous experience that I was still alive. And as I looked up at the sky, there was just, it was really like the universe was speaking to me. That's the only way I can describe it. The universe was speaking to me, and I really had the awareness of like, your life is a gift and our time here is so short. And my life is a gift from the universe. And what the universe is wanting for and calling for from me in return is to fully show up and give what I can give to this world without holding anything back. And I felt it in that moment, this impulse to give everything that is inside of me to this world without holding anything back, and that being a calling from all of creation. And in that moment of connection to that calling, I noticed self-doubt fell away. The sense of, you know, all of the questions, you know, like there was a different consciousness that I was able to connect to. There was a different sense of courage, like all of my fears and concern, self-concern fell away. And there was a kind of receptivity that dropped in that I'd never had before. And so it's in that field of receptivity that's there when we're connected to that impulse of our calling. That's the receptivity that we want to be listening from as we move into an exploration about our unique abilities and about how we can impact, as opposed to listening from the self-doubt, listening from the fear, listening from the self-concern, listening from all of the parts of ourselves that aren't connected from that impulse, right? So this is the first shift I want to invite you into in this power practice, is to, you know, harness the energy of your calling, the impulse to become, to make a shift in where your attention is from the all of those, you know, old limiting beliefs and old stories that have you doubt that there's anything valuable that you have to offer. Because when you're connected to your calling, even though you might not yet know what it is, you're standing in a place where you are connected to who you came here to be, right? And there's a receptivity. So you want to be in a conversation about your gifts and your genius and your impact from the energy of that impulse of that calling. So I want to invite you to connect with where that is for you, yourself. So I want to invite you to take a moment just to, you know, wave if you want to connect with that yourself. You're ready to plug into and tap into that moment for yourself in your own life. All right, good. So I want to invite you to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. Just putting everything to one side and taking a nice deep breath. And just with each breath, just bringing your awareness all the way down into your hips, down into your legs, down into the soles of your feet, expanding outward to the edges of the room. I want to invite you to step back into a time or a moment where you felt connected to what I'm going to call your calling, the impulse to discover and give your unique gifts and abilities, an awareness of your unique gifts and abilities, the impulse to contribute, to serve others. I want to invite you to step back into yourself. When you were feeling the impulse, I'm going to call your calling. Taking a step back into that moment, what it looked like, what it felt like, what it sounded like. Just notice where your attention shifts. Taking a step back into the deepest experience you've ever had of being connected to your calling. And I want to invite you to, where I'm going to play a track, and I want to invite you even to stand up and to move and to breathe and imagine you're stepping back into that. And have your attention and awareness shift back into where it was when you felt this impulse to become. And from here, I want to invite you just to bring awareness to who you are and why you're here. From this place of being connected to your calling, who am I and why am I here? Okay, so stepping back into the energy of your calling and asking the question, who am I and why am I here? And listening for an answer. Okay, I'm going to play a track. I want to invite you to stand up and to move and to breathe. Step back into what it looked like, what it felt like in that moment where you were connected to your calling. Who am I? Why am I here? And move into a place of listening. All right, so coming back. All right, I want to invite you just to post in the chat or to write down in the journal when you're connected to that impulse, the calling. Who are you and why are you here? Post it in the chat. What can you connect with? Beautiful, because it's like, if you think about, so just as everyone's sharing, so I want to just anchor this deep takeaway. So this is the first power practice, harnessing the energy of your calling, this impulse to become. When you're connected to the impulse to become, you're also connected to your unique presence, your unique gifts, and what you have to offer in your presence, in your energetic field. You're anchored into the beingness when you're connected to your calling that's going to support you to make the greatest difference with your gifts. It all starts with your presence. It all starts with a connection to who you are and why you're here. Even if you're not consciously aware yet of what it looks like, you're connected to the energy of who you are in your unique ability and presence and essence when you tap into those moments where you feel connected to your calling. So I want to invite you to, as you are in this exploration, over the next months and months ahead to be coming back to this practice, right? To be coming back to using music, journaling, being able to move and breathe and step into this energy and be sourcing new awarenesses and new possibilities from this place of connection to the energy and the impulse, right? So who can feel a connection to a different way of knowing, or who feels connected? Wait, if you can feel, who feels connected to your gifts in an even greater way when you're connected to the, right? Feel that? That's powerful, right? So we want to be sourcing the process of creating more and more impact from this place of connection. This is the first thing. There's a flow of energy that's beautiful, that's powerful, okay? We can't do this from our head. We need to do it from the center of our beingness and being connected to this impulse within us to become and to express. So it's amazing energetic shift. So this is so powerful. So I want to invite you just to write down anything that you want to journal about just to complete this first power practice. Share your biggest takeaway from this power practice as we move into the next one, okay? So great, beautiful takeaways. Being able to center from our beingness, being able to connect. So there's one final thing that I want to invite us into before we move into the next power practice. And that is from this connection to who you are and why you're here. What's the old story that it's time to let go of or has been in the way of you giving your gifts up until now? What's been the old story of not having enough to offer or not knowing enough or, you know, self-doubt or not being valued? Like, what is, like, see if you can take a moment, not from your head, but like really just tapping into your own inner wisdom in this moment. What's the old story about your ability to succeed at impacting others with your gifts that it's time to let go of? See if you can connect with what it is right now. And let's just bring, see, take a moment, see if you can connect with what it is. Simone says, I don't remember the old story anymore. That's good. That's a fast track to power. Good. Don't go back there. So take a moment. All right, great. So just as we're completing this practice, it's just let's all of us together, this is the fast track, just bring your attention around our circle as we just create a space. Let go. Let go of any old story that has been in the way up until now of you being able to tap even more deeply into your gifts. Just let it go. Just imagine you sending it into the center of the circle, it being composted, it being released. And inviting you all just to bring a field of energetic support around our circle as we do that. And just anchoring our takeaways into a new story. What's the new story about who you are and why you're here and the possibility of you succeeding? What's the new story about your power to succeed and to impact and to contribute meaningfully to others? Go ahead and post it in the chat. What is your new story about your power to impact others meaningfully and make a difference? Go ahead and post it in the chat or journal about it. Okay, beautiful. Other people are interested in what I have to offer. I'm a magical spiritual being. I have a unique place in the world. Live the new vision I have of myself. I'm here for a reason, to contribute and to make a big difference in the lives of others. That you are, Georgia. Sharing my new story. I'm amazing. I have gifts that are worth sharing and giving forward. Beautiful. Rosalind, my calling fits in. There is a place for it. Beautiful. And I have the power to create that place for it. That's gorgeous. Simone, I'm powerfully guided by the source. Beautiful. I'm a visionary and inspire, motivate, and empower women to their most confident self, says Gail. Tiffany, charm is a gift and I can use it to magnetize support. I'd say that is your essential magic. You being shining your light magnetizes support. Beautiful. Faith in my own magic. That's beautiful. All right. So bringing that connection into our next power practice, where we're going to bring you awareness to our gifts and to our genius. So we are bringing you awareness to how we can make a greater impact with our gifts and our genius to others during this retreat today. It's a really powerful place for us to start as we are activating the power. We're connecting more deeply with our gifts and our genius and our unique abilities. We can tap into those places where we are already making a big difference without being fully aware of what we're doing or how it's happening. So a lot of us are held back by a lack of clarity about our unique abilities or our gifts or our genius. A lot of us, I would say, have an embarrassment of riches. Isn't that true? You're talented and gifted at many, many things. You have so many abilities and you have so many opportunities, right? Isn't it true that you have in many ways an embarrassment of riches? Like, wave if you can see that's true. I could do this. I could be a successful meet, right? So this was my, you know, I could be a mediator. I could be a transformational designer. I could work in public, you know, I could do this. I could do that. I could do the other thing. Well, I'm good at this or I'm good at that or I'm good at the other thing. Right? And if we go back to this, the impulse that we feel in the center of our purpose, it's like, what's the most meaningful of all of these things that I'm good at? Of all of these things that I'm good at, what is the thing that I could really be exceptional at and really impact others in a way that makes the greatest difference? Isn't that the question? It's not, what am I good at? Because I know that you're already good at something and so many things. Post for me in the chat. What's something you're good at or you already know that you're good at? Go ahead and post it. This is a safe space. Actually, celebrate. What are you really awesome at? Go ahead and post it in the chat. We're just going to get warmed up here in bringing some awareness to the things that are our strengths and are our gifts. Right? So there's a lot of things that you're really gifted at, you're really good at. And so we want to create a space in this next inquiry to see if we can discover, well, what are the things that really are my unique ability? What are the things that I can have the most impact if I focus on? Because there might be a lot of things that I'm good at, a lot of things that I'm excellent at, but there might be a few things that I'm really, truly extraordinary at, that I'm magnificent at. And so we want to create an awareness about what that is, right? So there's some awareness that you have already about the things that you're good at, right? So this is a power, you know, this series of reflections, really a series of power reflections, and I want to invite you to journal about them over this month and reflect on these questions. I want to remind everyone there will be a transcript of this session, so you don't need to capture all of my questions now, and they will be posted on the site. So In this power practice, we want to bring more clarity to, of all the things that we're good at, which are the things that can create the greatest impact if I really focus on those, right? If I really focus on developing my unique abilities. So I'd love to come at this in a bit of a different way than some of the usual questions to reflect on. So we talked about how, you know, the desire is to be able to impact others. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side. And again, step back into that impulse of your calling and to reflect on what is it that you're the go-to person for? What does everyone kind of come to you for? Help with, or advice about, or support with? What are you the go-to person for? Right? Looking at what others receive from our presence naturally can give more insight into our natural gifts. What do you find in your family or your workplace are the things that others just naturally come to you for? Bring some awareness there. And here's another question. What's missing when you're not there? What's missing when you're not there? It could be at a family gathering, or it could be at a work meeting. What's missing when you're not there? Noticing. Isn't that interesting? What a powerful thing to notice. What's missing when you're not there? If you don't show up to a work meeting or to a family gathering or to something, what is missing? Here's another question. What can you not do, right? There's two nots in here, meaning what are you like, even if you don't, you are just compelled. You can't not do it in your workplace or in your family. Even if you're out of time or you're out of resources, like you're just compelled, like you're bursting to do. You just find yourself, it just comes out of your mouth. Or it just comes out of your beingness. you can't not do it. Right? It's like, what are you the go-to person for? What's missing if you're not there? What can you not do? So with these questions, I want to invite you just to bring some new awareness to what do others receive from your presence? What do others receive from your presence that's most valuable? Interesting, right? So what others receive from my presence? What's missing when I'm not there? This is going to give some more insight to our unique abilities, our gifts, and our genius. All right. So just finishing up this section, just with some, like, what new awareness are you having of your unique ability in these questions about what others receive from you? What's missing when you're not there? What you can't not do. Okay, great. So just completing these questions, these are what others receive from your presence. We're coming at it slightly differently than, but I do want to ask you and invite you into some of these questions, which is, I want to invite you to just complete that, what new insight or awareness you have. Okay, beautiful. Right, so you see it's a combination of your presence and your gifts that brings this unique ability forward. So, final set of questions. I want to invite you to think about a time when you were really in the flow and you really felt like yourself and you were creating something or doing something. I want to invite you to step back into a time or a moment when you were really in the flow. You were creating something, you were doing something. It was a tremendous experience of flow. I want to invite you to take a moment to step back into that experience where you really felt like yourself at your best, where you were in the flow. And I want to invite you to reflect on these questions. Where are you at your very best? What are you doing or contributing or creating when you are just at your best? At your very best. And see if you can answer the question, the thing that I love about this most is when you step into this experience of the flow, being at your best, what do you love most about this? And just from these questions, bringing new awareness to what new awareness do you have about your unique ability? Right? This is your unique ability is something that is very natural and easy for you that has an impact on others that is elevated above other things that you might be doing or giving. What new awareness do you have about your unique ability? Post in the chat for me, write a takeaway. We're going to move into the next power practice. Okay, so this is something to be in. We're bringing you awareness to what are your unique abilities. See, what there is to grow and to develop and to contribute are these qualities and capacities that come from, that are present when you're there, that are absent when you're missing, and really felt and really noticed. Right? So when we connect with and we bring you awareness to these unique abilities, we can be more intentional and more focused on contributing these things. So we're going to be in this together for the next 4 weeks, where we're going to be working with our reflective practices, thinking about even more connection to what is my unique abilities? What am I not just good at or excellent at? But what am I extraordinary at? And I want to focus and I want to find right? The things that I'm extraordinary at, this is my genius. These are my gifts. These are the things that I'm going to be able to, by focusing on and cultivating and developing, I'm going to be able to have the impact by focusing on giving more of this to others. Not just the things I'm good at, not just busy work that's of service, but really giving more of these unique abilities to others. Okay? So just post a takeaway in the chat or in your journal, what you're discovering that is a new awareness about your unique abilities. All right. Beautiful takeaways. Chris, I can work with a diverse range of people. Laura, I take ideas and I make them happen. Simone, connection with the source. Tiara, I do have gifts. Lavina, creating a safe container to feel oneself, to give new perspectives, beautiful patterns. Sharon, bonding people in a positive environment. That's beautiful. Bridget, I lift people up. Judy, peace, equanimity, and joy. Beautiful. Okay, great. All right, so there's two final power practices to bring this together. So the next one is we're activating the energy of our calling and who we are when we're connected to that. We're bringing new awareness to our unique abilities. And to be able to have an impact then, the idea is that we want to be bringing and cultivating these unique abilities in a place where we can contribute them to others to solve problems, to open up opportunity, to unleash potentials, right? So impact happens when we can be clear and aware of these unique abilities, and we can give them to others who need what we have to give, right? So positive, powerful impact where we're received, where we're valued, where we're appreciated, where we're recognized, really happens when we're able to create a context, we're able to create a situation where we're able to contribute these unique abilities to who really needs them, right? So you might be the most incredible baker in the world who bakes delicious Easter buns. So it's just Easter. I grew up, I loved Easter buns. So you might be the most amazing baker, and your ability is baking Easter buns. So often what happens to people is then we're going to try to sell our Easter buns to the hardware store, right? It's like, the hardware store is not a context for Easter buns to be valued. Right? If you're the most wonderful baker, like the hardware store is like, we don't sell, like there's no context that we have for what you have to give or what you have to offer. Right? So as opposed to, I'm going to open up my Easter bun food truck outside a church service on Easter Sunday, where the hungry congregation comes out to the smell of Easter buns, and there is a stampede for my amazing, delicious offerings. Right? I'm giving what I have to give in a context where it's fulfilling a need. Does that make sense? Right? So when we're talking about impact, we're talking about getting out of the hardware store with our Easter good, with our baked goods, and getting into a place where there's a hunger for what we have to offer, and where what we have to offer is able to be valued and seen and received. And so much so much of this, like, yes, doesn't it have to do with baking great buns to begin with? Like, you've got to have something great to offer. Yes, of course. But so much of it is also about having the right context to contribute, right? How many of us have been giving our, going out to the world with our baked goods and like not really being aware of whether this is something that's valuable or needed or the problems that it solves, right? Like this is the experience that we have. And so what happens when we're giving our gifts in a context where they're not valued, we don't get any mirroring. We don't get any feedback. We don't get any traction. This is what leads us to doubt ourselves. Maybe I'm not meant to be a baker. The hardware store doesn't want to buy my buns. You know, like this is, I'm just sharing this because we've all been here. I had that experience for years of like, you know, I'm going into context. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to give people things that they don't really need or value. Right? So the biggest mistake that we make when we're trying to have an impact is we're not aware of the context. We're, you know, we're not aware of, or we're not making sure that what our unique ability really meets the immediate and urgent problems, the unmet needs, the unrealized potentials of who it is that we're serving. Right? It's 180 degree shift from where is natural for us to be standing, which is I'm so excited about my ideas or the things that I have to offer and the things that I think other people need, that I'm not really in relationship with them. I'm not really listening to them. I'm not really aware of other people. Right? So impact happens where there is a relationship and there is a connection and you are able to contribute your unique abilities to be able to solve the immediate and urgent problems of those who most need what you have to give. Right? So it's as much a question, you know, what are my unique gifts? What is my, you know, what do I have to offer? There's a really important question that's as important as that. And that is, who is it that needs what I have to give? And what are their immediate and urgent problems? And how do I create a offering or a context or a project or a workshop or a support circle, or, you know, I'm going to set up something in my workplace where I can be able to give my unique abilities to solve and meet the needs of those who need it, right? So this is how we have an impact. And I can guarantee you, if you're not having an impact with your unique abilities, it's because you're not connected to or deeply in relationship with those who need what you have to offer, right? In a way that you can be positioning your offerings or what it is that you're creating or what it is, the structures, in a way that really meet, you know, really meet the immediate and urgent problems of other people. So I want to invite you to take a moment just to put everything to one side and let's see how you can shift, right? Let's see how you can make a shift into an even deeper awareness of who it is that you're here to serve and what their unmet needs are. Okay, so I want to invite you just to put everything to one side and just take a nice deep breath. Just bringing your awareness of stepping into this beautiful connection to the energy of your calling, moving into this place of expansion. All of this new awareness that you have about your unique abilities, the energetic of that, and bringing awareness to who is it that needs what I have to give? Who are the people in my immediate network, my family, my workplace, my community, that most deeply and urgently need what I have to give. If you're looking at launching or growing or expanding a business, you can think about who are the kinds of people that I already know whose problems I can really help solve, whose challenges, whose unrealized opportunities would be made better with what I have to offer. Who is it that most needs what I have to give? Curiosity, openness. What kind of problems do they have? What frustrations do they have? What fears and concerns do they have? And I want to invite you just to imagine that they're standing in front of you and feel this energetic connection, where you're deepening your awareness into relationship with who you're here to serve, feeling your heart open as you feel empathy and compassion for them. And in the empathy and compassion that you have for their suffering, for their unrealized possibilities, for their unmet needs, letting yourself feel empathy for who you're here to serve. And from here, you can bring curiosity. I wonder how I might serve or contribute to this person to help bring resources, to help solve problems, to create a container for growth, to be able to open up new possibilities. I wonder how I might use my unique abilities to be more effective at impacting and serving this person. And just writing it down the new awareness that you have about this. Okay, just writing it down. Share your takeaways, right? Because there's a way that when we are present and we are compassionately extended, we're able to move into listening and we're able to move into receptivity. And it's the energy of connection that enables us to bring creativity, to explore ways that we can be impacting, ways that we can be serving in greater ways. Okay, this is like really, who feels like a shift? Like these, we're getting out of our head. We're actually getting into the process of creating impact with our gifts. We're getting into relationship. We're creating a tremendous amount of empathic connection. We're listening. We're listening. Our attention isn't just on me, my gifts, what I want to say. It's on who am I serving? What are their needs? What are they feeling? And in this flow of connection, there is an energy exchange. Okay, beautiful. So writing down your biggest takeaway from this power practice, and then we're going to move into our final one today. So here we are. We embarked upon a course at the start where we set an intention to be having a powerful shift in our ability to connect with our gifts and have a greater impact. So the final step brings this all together, where we are going to be creating a context. We're creating a context. We're creating a structure, a structure where we can be giving our gifts to those who need what we have to offer and be in a process of growth and learning about how to impact and serve those people with our unique abilities. This is really where we have, an experience of meeting the mark, of being aligned with our true north, of being able to impact So the final thing I want to bring you to is to step outside of trying to see in your mind an image of yourself 10 years in the future as a best-selling author or as someone who has a company or someone who has all of this accomplishment, to try to create a strategy to get there. The process of becoming that person or stepping into what your destiny contribution doesn't come from necessarily having a clear vision of what that's going to look like. We don't know what the world's going to look like 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, right? What's going to enable you to fulfill on your calling is if you can create a context in your life right now to start giving your unique abilities to who it is that most needs it, and for you to be able to meaningfully create value, to meaningfully solve problems, to meaningfully provide solutions, to meaningfully uplift and support and positively impact the people in your life and your network today. Your opportunity to make the greatest difference with your life energy is here right now in your immediate field of connection and relationships. So if you want to be, you know, you want to be in a context where you can be growing and expanding your ability to contribute meaningfully to others. So I want to invite you to think about, you know, you have a context, if you already have a context, if you're a coach or a workshop leader or you're in a leadership role, you might already have a context. What can you create in the next month, 2 months, 3 months to start to contribute your unique abilities to others who need what you have to give? What are some new ways that you might create that? Just bringing some new awareness to it. It could be starting in your immediate family. How can you be showing up as a presence who makes a difference for those in your immediate family? What about your extended community, your friendship networks? What about in your larger world? If you are an entrepreneur, if you have a business that you want to serve people, how can you get more tuned into what others need? What new possibilities are there for you to bring your unique abilities to serve at this time? Moving into a place of curiosity, what can you create? What's one way that you could move forward and start to practice giving to others in ways that you will have a greater impact? Go ahead and post in the chat or write down in your journal what you can take away from this. All right, so we're going to be working with this really for the next weeks ahead. What can you, you know, how can you get into a move into motion, bringing your unique abilities to who it is that needs what you have to offer? And you can have the experience of being connected to your value, your worth, your gifts, your genius, your greatness. And through this process, you are going to expand and learn and then create the next thing and the next thing and the next thing that goes on to have more and more and more and more and more impact until you become and fulfill the vision of who you came here to be that you felt in the center of that calling. This is the process that I've seen that is the way in which this manifests and unfolds in a context that's about self-actualization, in real impact that makes a huge difference in your life. Your opportunity is extraordinary. Never before in the history of our world have you had so much opportunity to make an impact with your unique abilities. We're so connected with the internet. We have so much access to education. Old structures are breaking down. Never before have your gifts been needed? And I want to give you an opportunity as we come together to a close to put a stake in the ground. Put a stake in the ground that you yourself are going to create the space to give your gifts in ways that they're going to have make the greatest difference with your life energy. So I want to invite you just to put everything to one side. I want to invite you to see yourself moving forward this month, stepping into who you are when you are connected to your calling. Seeing yourself connected to your unique abilities, feeling yourself creating relationships, being empathically connected to others who need what you have to give, seeing yourself moving forward, making a tremendous impact, knowing that you are participating in showing up and playing full out and making a meaningful difference in our world. Thank you so much, everyone. So beautiful work today in our activation retreat. And I would love to invite you as we come to a close just to share your biggest takeaways, what has been most valuable to you. And I will be answering questions in the Q&A this month about this. If you have questions, I know there's a lot of questions that come up, but see if you can just stay with these practices, okay? So there are four practices, and this is going to be in the transcript. They are, you know, really tapping into the energy of your calling, really stepping into and feeling the energy of your calling. They're bringing you awareness to your unique abilities, developing your connection to be able to step into the place of impact, which is the place of connection to who you're here to serve, who needs what you have to give, and you bringing awareness to their unmet needs and unrealized possibilities. And then finally, you creating a structure or a context in your life where you can start to serve, you having the initiative to initiate and create a context in your life where you can start contributing to these people who need what it is that you have to give, and not waiting for an opportunity to come along to do that, going and creating with initiative a context to be able to start to contribute and to serve. And what that might be is it might be about listening. You might have realized through all of this, oh my goodness, I don't really know or understand what other people really need from me. Okay, well, that's being the disconnect in terms of where you haven't yet been able to make the greatest impact. So step one is to connect with who you want to serve more and find out more about their opportunities or their challenges or their, and be curious and bring new possibilities here. Okay, beautiful. So I believe in you. I know that you have gifts and talents that the world has never seen before and will never see again after you are gone. Who you are, who you feel you came here to be, that you're connected to in your clearest moments, all of that is real. The opportunities for the impact and difference you can make, they're bigger than you can feel or know. And what is going to make the difference at the end of your life as you leave this world is knowing that you gave everything that was within you without holding anything back. That is all the universe is wanting in return for the gift of your life and this beautiful existence, is for you to show up and give your all without holding anything back. And these are principles and power practices that we work today of how to do that in a meaningfully, you know, a meaningful way that will create the kind of authentic success and impact and fulfillment that I know you came here to make. Thank you again for being with us. Give your all without holding anything back in a context where you're connected to others who need what you have to give, right? That's really the huge difference in being able to be received. And I'm so excited about what you're going to create. I can't wait to be with you again. So much love and appreciation to our beautiful team of coaches, Adria, who's been on today, to Sarah, who's been here, to our support team. Go ahead and send them an appreciation, and to everybody here in our circle. Let's just close by standing up and just extending our energy. And holding in the center of our circle, each and every one of us, as we are becoming, we are stepping forth and stepping out in a way that we can align with the energy of our calling, bring awareness this month to our unique abilities, who it is that needs what we have to give, and to go forth in very imperfect, take imperfect action as we initiate ways to contribute, serve, learn, and grow. And that is how, that's what power looks like. That's what purpose looks like. That's what it is to give our gifts and serve. And together we simply say yes and thank you. And so it is, and so it shall be. Thanks so much for joining in live and lending your energy to the circle. Let's unmute our lines as we say goodbye. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you, beautiful sisters.
Bye. See you all.